Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered?
I'm a Republican.
Thank you. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well. The options
We already sent an absentee ballot in.
Okay. And thank you. And what is your age?
75.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college straight to school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate
college.
With a bachelor. Thank you. Would that be college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree or an associate's or two-year degree?
An associate.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first person is Kathy Townsend.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Would that be what?
Would you have a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion?
Somewhat favorable. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What about Linda Bartz?
I don't know her.
Thank you. What about Ken Mascara?
Janet Mascara?
Well, in this
Ken
case,
Mascara's
Ken,
daughter?
Well, in this case, yeah, Ken Mascara.
I didn't like the way he resigned and how the new sheriff took over. I didn't like it.
Okay,
but yes,
so
I voted for
that.
Ken Mascara. I voted for him.
Okay, and based on your comment, would that be a favorable or unfavorable opinion about her?
Fair. I was not happy with how he resigned like that and how Pearson was put right in.
Okay, and so would that be a somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable opinion about her?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Would that be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Richard Del Toro?
I voted for him.
Okay, and would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about him?
Favorable.
Thank you. And would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable. I don't know enough about him.
Thank you. And what about Keith Pearson?
Well, I don't want to say unfavorable. That's not what I really mean. I just don't like how he became sheriff. It was all too...
Okay.
It was weird.
Okay, I see. Okay, I do understand. So the options, which one would you choose? A very favorable, somewhat favorable,
somewhat
favorable, or very...
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you. What is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
Well, I know he's running on the Democratic ticket like Mascara did, but he's a real Republican. That's the first thing I think of.
Thank you.
I don't know why they do that. But I guess there was a good reason why Mascara always ran on the Democratic Party. Because he always got it.
Okay, thank you. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
He's got a lot of experience.
Thank you. And you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. For whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3? Erin Ann Lowry or Linda Bartz?
I'm not sure. I had the Republican thing in front of me when I sent my thing in.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5? Audra Macon or Kathy Townsend?
Townsend.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for St. Louis County Sheriff? Keith Pearson, Richard Del Toro, or Preston Michael DeFrancesco?
Keith Pearson.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as a St. Louis County Sheriff?
What?
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Louis County Sheriff?
Sheriff?
Correct.
I'm missing out on what you're asking me, sir.
Oh, no worries. Let me repeat it back. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
You mean sheriff?
Correct.
Yeah, he's doing a good job.
Okay, so would that be a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well.
I don't know much about him.
Okay. And, well, from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about
him, I haven't read anything about him. I have not read anything about him.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. We're just about to finish with this survey. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A conservative.
Thank you. Would that be somewhat or very conservative?
Very.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? Asian American, African American, Black, Hispanic, or White, Caucasian?
White.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I do really appreciate your available time and available opinion.
You're very welcome. Good night now.
Okay. Good night, and thank you very much. Bye.